It's a writing challenge today on The Right to Focus. We look at watch for warnings, checking in with our project. We're sketching ideas. I need to develop scenes in more detail than simple ideas about conflict and character interactions. I need to know how the scene will develop. I have ideas for dialogue and setting. Doing this means the actual rough out of the scene will fly. I never count the words of the sketched ideas. As for the week, I'm 600 words short of my weekly goal. I didn't expect to write. This blog is not writing. I find nonfiction incredibly easy. After years upon years of teaching students how to write logical essays and writing practice essays with them and in advance of them, I can let the nonfiction words flow. Fiction is harder. It takes creativity as well as logic. Creativity is hard, especially when your brain is drained, as my brain is drained today. Today, I'd like to take you back to 2013, when I realized I could jump into indie publishing. I might as well. The whole purpose of Write a Book in a Month is to provide you several lessons about writing. My journey provides a lot of lessons about failures that drive success. 2013, almost 6 full years ago, as of the writing of Write a Book in a Month, I can write a cargo ship with stuffed containers about piddling away my time, being unfocused on manuscripts, procrastinating, and wasting time all through that year. My goals were too nebulous. I want to publish my writing is too vague. What writing? When? How to publish it? How to prepare it for publication? How to decide when it's finished and ready for preparation. Whole tiger containers of what I didn't know that I should have known and have subsequently learned. All of these fill my two books for newbie and gonna-be writers. Those books are Think Like a Pro and Discovering Your Novel. They contain the lessons that I learned from 2013 and onward. Don't make the mistakes that I did. There. That's about all that is important for 2013. In 2014, I decided to get serious, but I didn't really change my life to devote myself to my dream until the latter part of the year. September ushered those changes in. I went from playing at writing to writing 4 days a week at minimum. I stopped whining about needing long blocks of time and used the hour or two available in the evenings. When the weekends came, I tried to get in 4 hours either Saturday or Sunday. I thought I was doing well to hit 122 days of writing for the year. I thought I was doing well. My business plan. See how smart I was becoming? I knew to pay attention to the seminar courses entitled Business of Writing. That's lesson 17. So I set up a business plan to begin publishing the very next year. My first book went up for sale in August 2015. That's a yippee! Deadline achieved. Then I published 3 books on the same day in October. I thought that would be a smart marketing ploy. By the end of 2015, I had written for 163 days. 4 books out, 1 Eddie Runes, and 3 M.A. Lee. Goals met. Check. I didn't know what goals were. That lesson was learned in 2016. My goal was 5 titles. That should be simple enough. I had manuscripts in drawers waiting to be refreshed. I would refresh 3, write a couple. I started the year by pulling out a short story that I sold for first print rights years ago. I would publish under my Eddie Runes pseudonym as First Electronic Rights. I wouldn't change it at all. Not at all. That would be my first publication for 2016. A matter of trust served as a warning, which I ignored. You likely wonder why I'm talking about all these past years of writing. That contain lots of lessons. Every time that I sit down to write, I remember all the way back to 2013. My mistakes in pursuing my goals, the distractions that pulled me away, the obstacles that tried to explode my dream. I remember all of those whenever I put bum in chair. That's lesson 18. I still make mistakes. No one can avoid that. I still encounter distractions. Distractions will always occur. I fight the obstacles. They won't bring me down. The goals that I now make are for daily, not monthly or yearly. They are achievable, not chalked marks that can be erased and reset. That's lesson 19. A matter of trust served as a warning in 2016 for one simple reason. It should have been published before the 10th of January. I published it 30 days later on February 9. Why was it a warning? Why does it remain a lesson for me? Think about that. January 1st to February 9. Think how many days that is. I wasn't really doing anything else. If the short story would be my first publication, why wasn't I focusing on it? 2016 was a learning year. It was a year of failures. It was also a year of successes. A social media presence was necessary for a viable writing career. I started that. Success. Unfortunately, I started my social media presence by hiring someone to set up a website. Failure. I could have set up the website by myself, and I would have been happier with the end result. The designer had a major grammatical error on the home page. What I gave her didn't have the grammatical error. I'm an English teacher, high school and college. I have a Master of Arts and a Bachelor of Arts in English. Mistakes happen, but errors shouldn't occur. And when I took over the website, maintaining it wasn't as hard as I expected it to be. Yes, it took 4 days to rebuild it, but still, I wrote blogs on a regular basis. Success. I created my own content, strong content that I could use later for a nonfiction book. Here's a failure. I spent too much time on writing and planning and researching blogs rather than the fiction that would be my bread and butter. I looked up in March and had completed very little on the fiction. Ah, that's a failure. I needed to be working on my fiction. Here's a success. I had blogs set up for 3 months away. Posting blogs well in advance became my watchword, and I could use them later, remember, for a nonfiction book. By the end of the year, I had 154 usable blogs. Continuing in this way was not going to work. Even my job was especially horrendous, consuming hours beyond the workday. However, I was managing stress better. I took a long trip to Canada, knocking out 2 long-term goals, returning to Quebec and exploring the eastern provinces. Failure, failure, success, success. Keep up with your failures and your successes. Write them down. You won't learn from the failures if they slip from memory. You won't recall the successes when you try to judge if you're succeeding. Track both. That's lesson 20. I finished 2016 with 259 days of writing, 71% of the year. But too many of those days were blogs only. The blogs would have to come second to the fiction writing, even with the goal of writing nonfiction from them. In 2016, only 3 fiction works were published, one of which was merely typing onto my laptop, then uploading. So, only 2 books written, one for M.A. Lee and one for Edie Runes, and 1 short story previously written. Lots of blogs, though. 2017 was filled with major life roles. That's the focus for the next post. As I earlier suspected, Sprung Spring is calling family and writing will not happen. I talked about anticipating distractions, didn't I? Thank the good Lord that I only need to get 600 more words for this week. And that's it for our post called Watch for Warnings. Now, what inspirational quotation started my writing session for today? It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. And I ended with Gustave Flaubert. The art of writing is the art of discovering what you believe. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.